Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. Each week we look at a song lyric or two, recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They're what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so we can live in love as God intended. My desire is to give some help and hope in connecting our heart cries with heaven. We've been on a series called The Story of Your Life, and it's all about the journey of your life. And last week we began to look at this subject in a little bit more of a focus. We talked about that it's our journey, and our journey is also our story, and vice versa. It's about our destiny and our legacy that we leave behind to others. To me, this is such an important focus because it really does encompass every aspect of our lives. Story of our lives is, I believe, a work in progress, an ongoing discovery of primarily, I think, three main themes, which are primary, I believe, heart cries of each human being common to humanity. And the first one is this: who am I? That's about our identity. Second one is, what can be mine in life and love? That's what I call our inheritance. And thirdly, what am I to do? And I call that purpose. And so these three themes or streams, if you will, of our life really make up a big, you know, portion of our life. And I think everything touches on these things and comes from these things. So it's really a central, primary journey and many discoveries to find all these pieces and the evolution of them all, the growth of them all. Who am I? I know who I am, but I'm still finding out who I am. It's unfolding. What can be mine in life and love? You know, I'm grateful for what I have, but there's more. And not finished. None of us are finished going and growing. You've heard me say that many times. And what am I to do? And I think we know, you know, what we are to do after some discoveries, but yet, you know, we can't limit it or ourselves to that, just what we've known thus far. There's more to discover and walk into. And so this is what we're going to talk about a little bit today. Before we focus on these heart cries or themes of our lives, I want to play that song again. We've been using it as kind of a theme song for this series, The Story of Your Life. And let's listen to the song by Matthew West. It's called The Story of Your Life. I love some of these lyrics. You know, is this the end or only the beginning? The second chance you never thought you'd get. Question is, will you do something with it or spend your days lost in regret? This is the story of your life. You decide how the rest is going to read. This is your chance between the lines to redefine what kind of legacy you leave. This is the story of your life, and it's a story worth telling. Breathe in deep, feel your heart still breathing. Let's go see the reason you're alive. Enjoy the song. Thank you.
how the rest is gonna
So today I really want to focus on discovering our unique design and destiny. As I said before, the three primary things that I want to look at are who am I, our identity, and number two, what can be mine in life and love, that's our inheritance, and what am I to do, our purpose. And I believe our journey of life will bring answers to these three heart cries. The question and concern is if our conclusions are true or false. Who and what are influencing us to know the truth from the lies? If we believe a lie, we'll live out a lie. If we believe the truth, we'll live that out, and our story will be as it was meant to be. We must take charge of both the editing and the journey of the story of our lives. And as we do, we'll walk in a new confidence that will allow us to be a good story. And so, you know, these things of who am I, what can I have from life and love, and what am I to do? You know, we start off kind of discovering that, and we have help, horizontal help from family and friends, significant people. Everybody's trying to be contributing to helping us along our journey. And you know, it's like I liken it to like a computer that needs to be programmed. And so we've been programmed from early age, and we have to stop as adults to look at, you know, how I've been programmed, and is there truth, is there lies? And sometimes we have to do some editing in the story of our life so that we can go forward and really be a good story with a whole new kind of stride and confidence and freedom. And so it's important that we take a look at these things. I always look at these three things in my own personal life. Who am I? And you know, I as I continue to discover who am I have to also discover some of the things that I believe that were not true, you know, that I picked up along the way that others told me and I believed. And so when you believe a lie, you'll live a lie. And when you believe the truth, then you'll be able to live that way as well. And so, you know, I call these contributing influences, good or bad, truth or false. And these contributing influences are significant people in our lives, past and present. Circumstances contribute to the estimation of who am I, what can I have, and what am I to do. Choices and decisions we've made, you know, bring good and bad influences into our lives. Also feelings, how we feel. And so all these things, you know, contribute to help us along or really hinder us and negate the beautiful, unique person that you and I are. You know, I like to look at it as that you and I are made by God, and so that's our design, made by God, and it's an unfolding masterpiece. We're a work in progress, and who we are is good, and we continue to be good and grow into just all the good things that God made us to have. And then the story of our life is really about our destiny, and we've talked about that. So our design and our destiny is real important. And so concerning these contributing influences, we need to face and feel and conclude if these influences were right or wrong in our life. Sometimes we wrestle with that. Sometimes they're unconscious, and you know, we need to take a look at these things. And I believe God will orchestrate life, that these things will be dredged up and will brought to the conscious mind. He'll use present things to help us to get to the root of some of these negative things that we believe that hinder us and even maybe hold us captive. And so we need to face and feel and conclude if these influences were right or wrong. Jesus said that the truth will set us free. So truth is very important. King David said this in the Psalm, and he said, I know, O God, you want truth in the inward parts. And so hence there's lies in the inward parts as well. And so God is at work. He's the God of light and truth and love, and he wants to bring truth to us because the truth sets us free. You know, the Bible calls the devil the father of lies, and he's also called the accuser. He accuses us. So he's always wanted to bring us down and make us believe a lie about ourselves, negate us, and poo-poo that we're God's workmanship, you know, created and beautiful in God's image. And so all those things are there's a war going on. One book, one author said that the battlefield is our mind. And so it really is important that we face these things and take a look at this. If we're going to participate and walk our journey out, then we really need to have a more of a consciousness, and I believe some tools as well to help us to really navigate well, to do our part in our journey. And so here's where our relationship with God helps us to know the truth. I believe God is our creator. And the Bible says he's the author and finisher of our story, of our salvation. That we're made by God, his design. And our story is our destiny, written by God. The Bible says, and we looked at that in the Psalms a couple weeks ago, all the days of my life are written in your book before one of them came to pass. And so you think about, you know, you've heard me say many times that one of the greatest discoveries, it is the greatest discovery in our journey, is that we find out that we don't have to do life alone. That God never intended for us to do life alone. He always wanted to be our shepherd and be our companion and invite us into relationship, be our father. And Jesus came to show us what that looked like. And Jesus showed us how he lived his life fully human, fully alive, and a very fruitful person, obviously. And one who accomplished so much in a three-year period that he was really spotlighted. He lived 33 years, but 3 years in kind of a public spotlight. And so, you know, it's so important that we make this discovery, this spiritual discovery, that we don't have to do life alone. And there's a God who loves us, and there's a God who wants to prove that he's good and he has a good plan for our life. And that's all process and discovery as well. And as we continue to discover that, and I've discovered it starting in 1972, but for me now it's become something more of a confidence that I can put my trust, that I can rely and even turn and surrender to God and say, help, be my shepherd, that I don't have to do life alone. I certainly have enough to do in doing my part, but God is wanting to do his part and help us along. And we don't have to discover so many things all by ourselves when the book has already been written. So for me, I'm asking God all the time to help me to walk through the pages each day of the book that's written for me, because I believe his book is the best for me. His destiny that he wrote for me is unique. Just as my person is unique, my destiny is unique. And so I've come to the place in my spirituality, my relationship with God, that I trust him and that I prefer his initiating, and then I just respond, and he shepherds me, if you will. He walks me through the pages of today and helps me to be aware and alert and attentive, help me to be more and more like Jesus, a person who loved much, gave his life to others. Such a beautiful thing. And so I want to play one more song and we'll finish up. Yeah, it's a great song by Three Doors Down. It's called Let Me Be Myself. And it talks about here, the lyrics, I guess I just got lost being someone else. So easy to do. Tried to kill the pain, but nothing ever helped. I left myself behind somewhere along the way, hoping to come back around and find myself someday. Lately, I'm so tired of waiting to say it's okay. Tell me, please, would you want... one time, just let me be myself. That's his heart cry. So I can shine with my own light. Let me be myself. Would you let me be myself? I'll never find my heart behind someone else. I'll never see the light of day living in this cell. It's time to make my way. So let me be myself so I can shine with my own light. Let me be myself. That's all I want from this world, is to let me be myself. So enjoy this song.
I guess I just got lost being someone else. I tried to kill the pain, nothing ever helped. I left myself behind somewhere along the way, hoping to come back around to find myself someday. Lately I'm so tired.
Such an important subject, and I hope this week you take some time to just think about that. Who am I? What can I have from life and love? And what is my purpose? And if you kind of just do some meditation on that, take a look at it. Take a look at some of the dots that have been connected in the journey of your life to discover, these things right now, where you are in life right now. Take a look at, how has been the journey to discover your identity, who you are now, what you've concluded about what can I have from life and love now, and then what is my purpose now. I tell you, we need to look at these things because it helps us to keep going and growing. I've quoted Mark Twain, and he said, most people die at 27, we just don't bury them at 70. And so you can see this really, really is important, because it's so easy to die and to stop growing and going and just allow ourselves to be on kind of an automatic pilot. And I tell you, we have to take back the steering wheel of our life and partner it, I believe, with God, and together. You need to walk this out in an ever conscious way so that you can really enjoy life and do life having no regrets. I've said that many times. My wife and I have that philosophy. We're married 41 years and we just really want to do what we're supposed to do. We want to be ourselves. We want to hang out with people that can accept and love us, and we want to be ourselves and do what God's put in our hearts to do. And as we do that in Laguna Beach, it's been very beautiful for us in the last 7 years being here. And I believe it's a playground for us. It's a place where our story is continuing to be written, and we love that. And so I want to be one who encourages you to do the same, because I really believe that this is very important for every human being. This is a primary reality. This is what I call the yellow brick road of life. It's so easy to get off the yellow brick road. And so to get back on the yellow brick road is part of the primary journey of our life, to discover these three things. So it was great to talk with you today. And I want to personally be available to offer friendship, help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230. Come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket at 10 a.m. We're a Christian community in Laguna Beach wanting to be followers of Jesus, making him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. Look forward to talking with you next Sunday, 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store in the corner of Anita PCH. We're a buy, sell, and trade store featuring trendy, upscale, and vintage clothes for women and men. The profits from the store help us to help people in Laguna Beach come into a new season of life. And then on July 8th, at the Women's Club, 6 o'clock, we're going to be having a Hawaiian meal. And then 7:30, we'll be having a luau. And KX93.5 is going to be having some ticket giveaways, and we hope you can come. Call the station if you need to get in touch with me to get some more tickets beyond that. But see you next week, and enjoy the journey in the story of your life.